Hello?
Hi.
Hey, it worked.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of recordings, or supposedly recordings, in my email, but like I didn't actually receive a call for.
Yeah, it just sends any I had to write a script to make that work for you, and it's not intelligent enough to know that when the call doesn't go through.
Yeah, but I don't know why the call didn't go through, is what I'm saying.
I didn't answer.
Oh, it looked like you called me. No?
No, I mean, I called you now.
Oh, okay. So this is the first time you called me? Okay. There were two of them where it said that the call was coming from your number, but I hadn't received a call from you.
I don't
And one of them was a recording of
know.
it going to your voicemail.
That was your call to me.
Why didn't it go through?
Didn't answer.
Interesting. Well, it says in there that it came from your phone number. But I guess that's just how it shows.
It was connecting you to my phone.
Okay. I understand. Were you watching the State of the Union? Oh, okay.
Are you?
Yeah, but he wasn't really saying anything. You all right?
I all right? No, I'm not all right.
What's wrong?
In a mental institution, honey. Wouldn't be here if I was all right. Know?
I don't know.
Well, no, I'm not all right. How are you doing?
I think the last couple of days have been hard. Because there's so much because I don't really know what I'm pursuing, you know, that's hard.
Or you're having a rough time.
Yeah. You know,
What do you mean
like
what you're pursuing?
I just mean I've always, you know, like I'm always been really good at been always been I think really good at figuring out, you know, what God would have me do and pursuing that with my whole heart and being able to like plan strategically and execute and you know, for like 18 years that was nothing but you know, love you and serve you and support whatever you want and help you and sacrifice for you and please you and then in September, like I was able to pretty well, like, you know, focus on like protecting my children's stability and kind of plan for going to grad school so that I'd be able to provide for them like they deserve. And that's, there's kind of a lot to that. It's like a really, it's a crazy, crazy involved process of applications. But right now, you are pivoting so frequently and so intensely. Between, you know what I mean, like changing between like claiming that you're so sorry for, you know, being so bad to me, and then claiming that I'm the one who's so bad and you didn't do anything wrong, and are claiming that you're literally only seeking being a good husband and father with your whole heart and nothing else, and then pivoting to you're coming back and establishing 50-50 custody, and it's like hard to know what to believe because there's what I want to believe, which sounds really good, and then there's what's more consistent with your actual actions that you've taken the entire time I've known you, including currently. So that's hard. And I can't go to law school because our children are not going to be okay going to public school for that long a period of time. Those scars run really deep and they are irreparable. And so I'm not only having to like overall plan B my whole life, or plan, I don't know if I'm on plan C or D now, but also like way how much longer, you know, they can keep going to public school right now and it still be salvageable. Oh, and I have to have surgery.
You have to have surgery?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it cancer?
It came back suspicious.
The further testing came back and suspicious?
Yeah, it's called Afirma, A-F-I-R-M-A. So the Afirma test came back suspicious, which she said that increases the likelihood that it's cancer by 50%. But I got home and I realized she didn't say 50%, you know, compared to what baseline were we at for the odds of it being cancer in the first place, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless she was saying, like, now there's a 50% chance it is. I'm not sure if that's what she meant. They called me they called me on Friday to say, oh, Dr. Ackerman kind of changed his plans, and now he, I think he, I'm assuming that he decided to go on his vacation a little early because he was supposed to go on vacation on Thursday. You know, do you want to reschedule for a time you can see him, or are you okay seeing our other doctor? And I was like,
Can't
oh,
really
it's
do
fine,
that
it's
to a
fine.
cancer patient.
Well, because she's also an oncologist.
Okay.
It's, you know what I mean? I mean, she has the same credentials. It's just that, like, Ackerman is, like, pretty locally famous and really well regarded, and it's his name on all the, you know, buildings and stuff. So, but yeah, it's the whole point is that, like, his name is what gives you, like, reassurance, you know, because you heard it from Ackerman. So I wasn't really, I was just like, you know, oh yeah, fine, I'll keep my appointment. But, you know, yeah, once you're like, oh, I have to have surgery, even though there's only a 50% chance. And then you're like, oh, I would have rather heard that from Ackerman now
Yeah.
that you mention it. So,
Do you know anything about it? Is it
not
dangerous?
really. No, I think the kind of weird thing about it is that they're probably going to have me take a radioactive pill afterward. And then I'll have to be on a prescription, like thyroid hormone replacement for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
That's,
Do you
you
have
know,
insurance
that's
right
kind of.
now?
Well, I'm trying to remember what it was. I think in, oh, it was December, the beginning of December, I finally like got the kids' Medicaid application all done, like finalized. But I kept calling the state asking them how to do my income. You know,
Yeah.
I think I didn't know what my income was at the time. And they were telling me that I don't have any income except maybe the rentals, I think. And that there wasn't somebody else in my household earning an income, so I shouldn't put your paychecks.
Yeah.
So that was how I ended up doing it, which now doesn't really, it doesn't really make sense to me. Like they were telling me, oh, once they see that, they're gonna, you know, do a, I don't know, whatever, you know, how they'd always try to like follow up somehow, do an interview. We'll do an interview
Yeah.
to find out who's supporting you. And they never did
Yeah.
that. They just like got that application automatically processed it. You know, so anyways, they ended up giving me Medicaid too.
Okay.
Which I just, you know what I mean? It's just weird because it's like, I don't know that I was getting good information from them because those people sound so unintelligent and uninformed when you talk to them on the phone.
Yeah.
But yeah, and obviously I don't think that I'll be on Medicaid for the rest of my life. So probably is a situation where I do have to have perhaps actual health insurance forever.
Do you know what the prognosis is?
Like survival?
Yeah.
I think it's good. It's not good for my thyroid, but I think it's good for me.
Sorry, you're having to deal with that on your own.
Oh yeah, it's been a lot of appointments for sure. For sure, for sure. And the big kids have it. They went to, they had their dental cleaning, but they have an extra dental appointment coming up because they can get sealants on their molars.
A good idea.
And then Simon had an extra appointment recently because he had warts on his toes.
Aww.
Yeah.
From being barefoot.
Well, I was trying to ask her that. I was like, you know, is this a hygiene thing? And she's like, no, it's definitely not.
I had one when I
she
was
froze
probably
them,
Lucy's
and then
age.
she froze them, and then she told me to go to the go to CVS and get an over-the-counter freeze kit and freeze it every 2 weeks. I didn't know there was such a
Really? I
thing.
didn't even. Yeah, me either.
But I bought it,
That's why I
but
had
it
to get a
hasn't been.
prescription when I was little.
Yeah, I bought the freeze kit, but it hasn't been 2 weeks yet, so I haven't had to use it.
So how do they give you a box with something that freezes it?
I have the
Is it
box.
chemical?
Yeah, I have the box. I haven't opened the box yet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, Mommy, I'm doing my best to figure out.
Are you really?
Are you? Yes, I literally spend all day, every day doing just that.
Doing what?
It hurts my feelings a little bit that you say, "Are you really?" when I'm spending all day, every day doing just that.
What are you? I don't understand what you're doing.
You mean, Aaron? I'm locked in a mental institution. I spend all day, every day, doing nothing but mental health work.
Oh. I mean, I wasn't trying to hurt your feelings. Just it seems like on the one hand, you're always telling me that you're like doing all this socializing and leading Bible studies and kayaking, and you know what I mean? Like you have this
I've
whole like
kayaked
resort.
twice,
Well, I'm just
and
saying, like
our
it's
socializing
pretty.
is 100% talking about mental health. And then
Yeah. And then on the other hand, it seems like you're getting like lots of. Do you know what supportive therapy is? I don't know if you're.
I mean, to the
Are you
extent
getting.
that, I mean, I don't know if that's a codified term. I don't know what it means, but I understand what those words mean, and if I
Are
understand what
you, I
you
mean,
mean.
are you getting familiar with any different like therapy methodologies? It seems like you're getting a lot of supportive therapy. And in my conversations with you, you've been using that supportive therapy from people who don't actually know.
Aaron, I've been asking you to talk to my therapist. I need you to do it. If
He said the phones were down today. Do you think the phones are really down today?
he told me that too.
What?
That our phones here were down today.
Does that feel weird hearing me ask that? I feel so weird. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
No? Ah, I can't stand it. Yeah.
What?
Like, I've never been a person who ever would have asked, were the phones really down?
Oh.
Ever. Like, ever. That is not me.
I
And I
don't
find
get it.
myself, huh?
I don't get it.
What?
I mean, you thought he was lying to you?
I didn't think he was, no. But I'm just saying, like, before September, I don't think I ever would have had like the fleeting thought of wondering. You know what I mean?
Yes, I'm
Like
sorry that you feel that way now.
you know what I mean? Like just the my complete like assumption. No, I mean it's a good thing, obviously. It's a really good thing. It just feels weird to think that, like, anybody would ever say something to me that wasn't true. So weird.
I love you, mommy.
What?
I love you.
Are you changing the subject?
I guess a little bit, but I was feeling remorseful that I made you feel that way.
Oh.
I know that I love you.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Well, the okay. So if you're feeling
I was supposed to get a
remorse,
roommate today,
what?
and I said I was supposed to get a new roommate today, and he literally brought his bags in for like all of 5 minutes, evidently peed on my toilet, and then said, I have to move back to the EQ. The
What's the
other place.
EQ?
Like the dormitory.
Oh. Why?
I don't know, he didn't say. Must be his doctor said he couldn't come or something. I don't know. I
Oh.
guess.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was random. I just noticed that he peed on my toilet.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just like you were feeling remorse. Maybe, like, when you feel remorse, you could, like, think about how to avoid doing the thing that you feel bad about in the future and talk about that.
Trying to tell you the truth all the time. Trying to.
What?
But I'm trying to tell you the truth all the time.
Oh. Good, good. That's really, like, that's huge. That's really good. That's really good. I didn't mean that you needed to feel remorse. I just meant it was weird to just say I love you like that.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's just not, you know. But I also think that you were like diverting from what I was saying, which was that, like, it's not just your counselor. You know what I mean? You're kind of talking in the realm of like dozens of people who are like psychologically affirming something for you that you need to be actively rejecting.
Mommy, I've never discussed to you, or I haven't told whoever I'm talking to, that I've always known you to be the most truthful person that I've ever dealt with. Admitted truth.
Yeah, I
You've been
know. It's just
helpful
that
wife.
they, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like you think that you shouldn't trust the counsel of the elders at our church. And so you're like in a situation where that's going to be, you know what I mean? Like what, basically whatever you're thinking, whatever you went to Honey Lake thinking and feeling, which yeah, includes that I'm honest and includes that you've not been good to me and you know, that kind of thing. But it includes a lot of other stuff too. And it's all getting reinforced for you.
I think I'm approaching my therapy here with an open and honest and whole heart, and I've done my best to provide every single fact and detail that I possibly can.
Yeah, but when facts and details include, you know, that the elders aren't on the same page and Jackie Hayes unsolicitedly told you that you should disobey the letter they sent you, that's like those aren't the kinds of facts and details that. Expose reality and
Help me
clarity
expose.
and you know what I
I
mean?
told Ted today that my thinking, it just gets more and more clouded, like I'm literally losing my mind. So
Yeah.
I don't know of a better way to represent that situation because that is what happened to me, but just telling you, I'm literally doing everything that I know to do. I just need to try and hide, or I would not have checked myself in here to not try and get in 30 help. Just lying here, doing everything in my power to get that. And it's not working, by the way, so.
What?
Be leaving here. I'm not going to be able to.
What?
It's not working. I get
What's not working?
confused. I feel more confused right now and less prepared to be on my own. I just.
You just what? What?
I feel a little hopeless.
Oh.
Sorry.
You feel like the crux of your problem, though, is what Jackie did? Because we could, like, that was so fixable. You know what I mean? Like,
Except for my
you could
problem
have,
with the elders.
yeah, I'm saying, like, when you were at Jackie's house, you could have just messaged me in our family wizard that same, like, from his house, and I would have driven all the way to Northampton. And we, it could have been like, it could have been, you know what I mean? It could have been taken care of in under 3 hours. To, you know what I mean? If what you were really needing was for them to have clarity and for them to, like, all understand the situation well enough to be giving.
Would have supported that, but
I know, I'm just saying, like, if that's really what the problem is that you got completely thrown off, you know, by him giving different advice than the people who were intimately involved with all the details of it and actually understood what you're, you know, what sins you were needing to repent from, like. These are easy fixes.
Fixes.
What?
I'm definitely open to fixes.
Well, it's easy. It's just that by all appearances, like what you did was you took a unified group of men who had earnestly sought the Lord to deliver a woman from abuse, who it's really your job to protect from abuse, but they took that torch in your stead. And then you separated them out and tried to get different answers from them alone on
Honestly, didn't do that.
unrelated it. Well, you did, though. I mean, that's what you ended up doing. And having done so, regardless of what your motivation had been in doing so, having done so, you used what came about through your perhaps unintentionally manipulative tactics as an excuse to malign men of integrity and to leave the accountability of men who were only asking you to turn from your sin and only asking you to follow after God.
And to
What?
I'm open to trying to fix that.
Oh, good. It's pretty easy. You know, I talked to you on the phone this morning, and you were real ugly to me.
Was I ugly to you?
You said, "No, thanks." I heard what you said, and I'm not going to do it. Why don't you go reform Jackie Hayes first and get him to say that you should take my children away from me? Jeez, I gotta go. They're gonna take my phone away from me because of this crap. Like that wasn't like a response that was entirely consistent with what you represented to me last night with your text messages.
You're right. I'm sorry.
And that's what's so hard for me, feeling like I'm just getting whiplash, getting punched from one side all the way to the far other side, and not even seeing it coming. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't know, like, how long I can be expected to continue to subject myself to things like that conversation, which is absolutely abusive.
don't I meant what I said in the text last night.
What?
But I meant what I said in the text last night. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, but I mean, you see how different it was from what you said to me today?
Yes, I got frustrated with you, and I apologize. I should not have done that.
Did I do something wrong?
I actually do think that it was wrong what you said about Jackie Hayes and me manipulating him and him not offering his proactive opinion, but wasn't even germane to anything because I intend to give you whatever you want. I should not have.
Well, no, what I want is you to stop behaving abusively. And what I want, I know, but that, I mean, are you saying that now you're pursuing divorce?
Oh.
So that's not really what this is about. This is about like your behavior. You're like, do you see the way you talk to me today as being abusive in light of what you texted me last night?
Yes.
Okay. So it's, it seems that abuse of your wife is now a very habitual and ingrained behavior pattern that is really more second nature to you than it is consistent with your, you know what I mean, your planned out rational thinking brain.
Yes.
And it's because domestic abuse goes against the word of God and the character of God and God's will for your life, yet it is such a habitual behavior pattern that you do it without even thinking. That's the reason that God has placed you in a situation with the exact men who are able and willing to see those behaviors and hold you accountable in a way that is extremely patient and extremely loving.
I would love to believe that that's true, but it could not be any more apparent to me that they have done extremely little thought or care into their activities and advice.
I think that that's a good example of something. I think that's a good example of something that it, you are having affirmed for you in supportive relationship.
Well, not really. I don't know what their rationale is, but apparently Ted disregards everything. He hasn't weighed in one way or another about it. So I guess he thinks that he can figure me out without outside influence, I guess. I don't know. But
I'm really not talking about Ted. Because you represented to me yesterday that there's been a lot of people who have weighed in. And it seems like every time somebody weighs in, that strengthens your confidence in being able to say things that are absolutely not true about those men. Your voice is garbled now.
Sorry. But no, I haven't read the letter in a while, but I obviously read that letter and I did not see a lot of inaccuracies in it. And nobody has pointed out any inaccuracies in it.
Your voice is very garbled now.